Day 4. Life to the full. Freedom from sin. John 8:31-36. Do I have freedom in Christ from stubborn sins? To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Insight. Jesus says we must be free from slavery to sin to go to heaven. Read Romans 7, which confuses so many people because Paul is speaking in present tense about his, quote, struggle with sin. When he says in verse 14, "I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin," he is describing who he, quote, is on his own, apart from the Spirit of Christ in him, not his actual and total present spiritual condition. Notice the words law and commandment appear 16 times in Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 25, but spirit is not mentioned once. Then notice in Romans 8, spirit now appears 13 times in just 17 verses. Why is spirit missing in Romans 7? The reason is that Paul is only describing who he is apart from the Spirit and while under the law. A born-again, Spirit-filled Christian is two people simultaneously. Right now, I am part Michael, flesh, natural man, and part Jesus, Spirit. I too can say in the present tense, I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin, and that perfectly describes me, Michael, the sinful natural man, and who I am without the Spirit. However, Michael has been and continues to be put to death through obedience to Jesus, who now lives in and controls Michael. See Romans 6:6, Romans 8:2, and 8:9. That is why I can reckon my sin nature, me, to be dead. Galatians 5:24. Paul is not saying that his total present condition is still a slave to sin. Otherwise, he is completely contradicting what Jesus taught above and what he himself wrote in Romans chapters 6 and 8. He is only talking about the part of him that is Paul, who lacked the power to obey while he was under the law, not the part of him that is spirit, that is Jesus. Galatians 2:20. A Romans 7 quote Christian either does not have the Spirit of Christ yet, or, like the Jews above, don't yet know they can be free through obedience to Jesus. And so they will continue to do the evil they do not want to do. Romans 7:19. However, a Romans 8 Christian is under the control of the Spirit and thus free from repeating the evil he does not want to keep doing. See Romans 8:9. He may still occasionally stumble, but he is not a slave to the sin. A slave to sin cannot go to heaven, which means Paul would not be there right now if he were still a Romans 7 believer. John 8:31-36, 1 John 3:6-8. Contrary to false teaching, Romans 7 does not provide justification for us to continue to live in sin. When I hear a pastor say, "See, even Paul struggled and couldn't stop sinning," I know that man is still deceived and not free himself. I used to attend church where the pastor would try to be humorous and transparent about his struggles, like anger towards other drivers, etc. A few years later, it came out that he had been living in adultery for 3 years. Thus, the quote, road rage type sins were fruit of his even deeper slavery to sin. We do not have a weak Savior who is unable to break the power of sin in our lives. true freedom from sin is available in Christ. I heard a well-known but deceased pastor say that any Christian who says he is not a Romans 7:19 Christian is self-righteous and deceived like the Pharisee in Luke 18. I thought, what did he just say? My friend, please listen to me. It may not be your experience yet, but I am not a Romans 7:19 Christian anymore. For the first 2 decades of calling myself a, quote, Christian, I was a Romans 7 Christian. I couldn't stop doing many of the things that I hated doing. Today, however, I have freedom, and I thank Christ more for that than anything else he's ever done for me. Can you imagine a pastor saying that Christ didn't really set me free and John 8:36 is a lie? Would we call Jesus a liar to his face? If we preach Romans 7, quote, Christianity, we are doing just that. Let God be true and every man a liar. Let me be clear. I can't stop temptation or my flesh's desire to still sin, because my sin nature is still there, but it is not the boss of me anymore. I still have the capacity to be tripped up into a sin. Just wait until you read the story on day 58. But it is out of character for me to do so. The Spirit of Christ in me is stronger than my sin nature, and I access that power, grace, by daily, humble dependence on God. As a result, I can no longer do what I, my sin nature, wants to do. See Galatians 5:16 through 17 and 24 through 25. If I said I never sin anymore, I would be a liar. But I would also be a liar if I said there was some ongoing sin that I just can't stop doing. I may occasionally get caught off guard, but I can no longer say I hate it that I just can't stop doing that. If that sounds like self-righteousness to someone, they will have to take it up with Jesus, since it's his command that we all live this way, and his power, grace, that is enabling many to do so. It takes time, and I certainly did not get here without lots of disciplining from the Lord, but we are all called to be holy and free from sin like this. 2 Corinthians 7:1, Ephesians 5:3-7, Philippians 2:15, Hebrews 12:14, 2 Timothy 2:19. Freedom comes as we continue this journey of obedience to his teachings, empowered by his grace. Now, be sure to scroll down and see the further study and related content links. Jesus, look full in his word.